Said, "Nikali Yoser Lahamin Kivoshu Sheva Hayamim Lahamin Kihudi Shadeh Lashir Zelnit Zangin and Shabbos." It would be easier for me to believe that all of the seven seas have dried up than to believe that a Jew who knows how to sing. Zalnit zangin in Shabbos. He doesn't zing. He doesn't sing on Shabbos. It would be easier for me to believe that all of the seven oceans dried up than to believe that a Jew who knows how to sing doesn't sing on Shabbos. So I want to try to understand what that means. We have no time to do that. But we'll try. Hashem should help us, though. We should say, Diburim shel emes. We should understand the Torah in a way which is Al Bidar Chavoda. Ken Yerotzon. Okay, so the Vilna Gaon writes, at least it's quoted in his name in the Hakdama to the Sefer Pat HaShulchan, which is written by one of his Talmidim. Ki rov tamei Torah v'sodos shirei halevim v'sodos tikune hazohar iafshar leida biladeah. In a paragraph where the student of the Vilna Gaon is sharing some teachings from his Rebbe about the secrets of music, he writes that the Tamei HaTorah, the secrets of the Torah and the secrets of the songs of the Levim and the secrets of the deepest parts of the Zohar, the Tikkuni Zohar, e efshar leida biladeha. Without properly understanding the whole inyan of zemer, of singing, we can't understand even a little bit the teachings of the Torah. Va'yadeha, and through the concepts of music, I'm sorry right now, through the concepts of music, Yecholim b'nei Adam lamos b'kalos nafsham min imusa. It is possible, as we've mentioned in previous shirim, to die from the sweetness. This is the Vilna Gaon. It is possible to die from the sweetness of the pleasantness of that music. V'yecholim l'achios meisim. But it's not only possible to die, it's also possible to revive the dead b'sodoseha, with its secrets, both in the classic sense of the revival of the dead and also in the Yaakov Farachi sense of the revival of the dead, that we can revive ourselves spiritually. I know that's what you're thinking. Hagnuzim b'Torah. Kama nigunim v'kama midos. Listen to this. Kama nigunim v'kama midos hevi Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom mehar Sinai. And there are several songs and several parts of music theory that were brought down from Har Sinai by Moshe Rabbeinu b'chvodo b'atzmo. V'ashar murkavim b'Torah shebal peh hamitzuya b'yadeinu. And the rest of the rules of music are found in various places in the Torah shebal peh that we have in our hands. So everybody knows that the most basic yisod of music is that music is all about the number seven. Seven notes in a scale. And if you look in the Svarim are replete. Our holy books are replete with references to this notion of the seven note scale of music. And while it is true that we do not have an early source to this, a possible source is the Gemara in Erechin on Yud Gimel and Bez. It talks about the seven-stringed harp, that in the future will be eight strings, and in Olam Hava will be 10 strings, whatever that means. It's not for now. But the seven-string harp maybe is a reference to the 13b, Erechin 13b. That is a reference to the seven-note scale. We don't have an early source in Chazal for this idea, but the Svarim are replete with this idea. Those who are Ma'aminim and Talmidim of Al Shem Tov understand that the seven-note scale, which is possibly, for those who know a little bit about music, is possibly more of a Western notion. If you, other traditions have different notations. But the notion of the seven-note scale, which in Torah Sabal Shem Tov and Torah Sasod is the foundation of everything, will help us to understand why it is that we're spending a whole Zman, and maybe a whole year, learning about the Zmiros of Shabbos. What that means to sing on Shabbos, what it means Bechlal to sing. So Rabbeinu Bechaya in the Sefer Karakemach writes, we want to understand the secret of music in general. Rabbeinu Bechaya writes not in the Karakemach, excuse me, that's a different one of us from, in the Shulchan Shal Arba. Rabbeinu Bechaya writes in source number 2, Kvar Yadata Everybody knows that there are seven openings in the face of the human being. Beis oznayim, beis nachirim, beis einayim, v'hashvi hapeh. There are seven openings in the face, in the head of the human being, the two ears, the two nostrils, the two eyes, and the mouth, being the seventh. V'akadosh Baruch Hu bachar b'shvios. Hashem is the one who is called the bocher b'shvii, who chooses the seventh. Hashem seems to have an affinity, if we could say such a thing, but Hashem seems to have an affinity for the sevenths of things. Listen well to the words of Rabbeinu Bechaya. Bara Rakim Ubachar Bashvi Shvu Arvos. Kadosh Baruch Hu created seven Rakios, and he decided that his resting place should be in the seventh of them. Bara Shivas Yimei HaShvua, he created 7 days of the week. Ubachar Bashvi, he chose the seventh, which is Shabbos. Bara Zayin Aklamim Ubachar Bezayin Shu Eretz Yisrael, he created 7 different land masses, continents, if you will, and he chose Eretz Yisrael. The pasuk says, Ki Bachar Hashem B'tzion. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created 7 Nekavim, 7 holes, Barosh, Ubachar Bashvi, and he chose the seventh. Continents. He chose the seventh, which is the mouth. We've already mentioned many times together that the face is like a menorah. Hanukkah is not so far away. We could already smell the oil burning in the distance. I believe it was not too many years ago that around this time I tweeted, "Dear friends, don't worry, I'm coming. Love, Hanukkah." So Hanukkah is not so far away. And in the Zera Kodesh, not the Zohar HaKadosh, the Zera Kodesh, Naftali of Ropshitz, as well as in Likutei Maharan, we both explain that the face of human beings like menorah, we've mentioned this before, that if one were to superimpose a menorah on my face, you would see that the 2 ears, and the 2 eyes, and the 2 noses, and the middle follow the kind of branches of the menorah, that the middle one is the mouth. And like it says in the Pasuk, all of the Neros were mul pnei ha-menorah, they were pnei ha-menorah, the face is the menorah, pnei from panim, and they are all facing the middle, which is Hashem is Bocher B'Shvi. Hashem chooses the mouth, which is the seventh. And so appropriate it is that we find, therefore, that the seventh is always singing. What do I mean that the seventh is always singing? So let's try to understand. Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos. Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos, the song of Shabbos, does not just mean a song that we sing on Shabbos, but as the Medrash explains, Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos, that there is a song that Shabbos itself sings. Shabbos is the seventh, and Shabbos is singing. Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos, Shabbos is the seventh, and it sings. Rabbi Mechaya told us that Eretz Yisrael is the seventh. And Eretz Yisrael sings. What does that mean that Eretz Yisrael sings? So the pasuk says in Perek Mem Gimel of Bereishis, we'll get to it soon. Vayomer Aleihem. Yaakov Avinu says to his children, Ki kein eifo zos asu kechu mi zimras haaretz. Take from the zimras haaretz, bechleihem. Take from the zimras haaretz, from the songs, as we'll see in a minute. That's not the pashup shah. Take from the Zimras Haaretz, take from the songs of Eretz Yisrael in your Kalim, and bring it down to this man who's causing all the trouble. They didn't know it was Yosef at the time. Rashi writes, Mi Zimras Haaretz, why are the produce of Eretz Yisrael called Zimras Haaretz? As the Targum points out, Mi Demishabeach Ba'ara, since we praise the land of Eretz Yisrael, Shakol Mezamer Malav, because everyone praises it for all of its beautiful fruits, Kishubala Olam. When the fruits come out from the land of Eretz Yisrael, they're so beautiful, people can't help but sing the praises of the fruits. Pasha Psha. That's why it's called Zimras Haaretz. The Maharal in Gor Aryeh explains even more Pasha Psha, what you might have thought, what Rashi's telling us not to think. The Pasha Psha is that the word Zemer comes from a Lashon of Zmira, one of the 39 Malachos. On Shabbos, one of the Todos is Zmira, which means to prune, to cut away. So Zimras Haaretz means the produce of the land, it just chopped down. Shakol mezamer lav lo shia perusho lashon tizmor kelomar sheyikhu mima sheniktzar ba'aretz. That's what you would have thought the word means. Zelo yitakein ki kol davar niktzar ve'ein ze mincha ki lo tavo mincha rak midavar hamshubach. If Yaakov Avinu is sending down something to this unknown Egyptian man in order to bribe him, certainly he's sending down something mishubach, mizimras ha'aretz, and that makes you sing. But the Sod HaDavar, as explained by Rav Moshe Wolfson, is that the seventh always sings. Which means that Shabbos, Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos, Shabbos sings. Eretz Yisrael sings. Because Eretz Yisrael, you come to the seventh continent, Eretz Yisrael, which Hashem is Bocher Bashiva, and the experience of being Bocher Bashvi, the one who is chosen to be the seventh, the one who is chosen by Hashem to be the seventh, the reaction to that is singing. And we find that Eretz Yisrael is surrounded by seven oceans. Look at the Gemara in Bava Basra. Ki Aser Ravdimi. Ravdimi was always bringing word from Eretz Yisrael. Amar Rav Yochanan. Ma'i dechsiv ki hu al yamim yisada. What does it mean? That it is founded on the seas. Elu shiva yamim. This is the seven seas of Eretz Yisrael. The seven seas of Eretz Yisrael. And of course we know that one of the bodies of water in Eretz Yisrael is the Gemara in Megillah tells us, Amar Rav Yochanan, that same Rav Yochanan, from the Gemara of Bava Basra, Amar Rav Yochanan, when I was young, I explained, and I found this to be true, Kineres zu ginosar. Kineres, the place called Kineres, or the ocean called Kineres, is ginosar, is nicknamed ginosar. Or Ginosar is a nickname for Kineres, or Kineres is a nickname for Ginosar, one way or the other. V'lama nikra shma Kineres. So if Ginosar is really the name of the place, why is it called Kineres? Dimatike pira kalad kinare. Because its fruits are sweet like the sound of a kinor. And that ocean in Eretz Yisrael, which sings, which is the seventh ocean, is the Kineres. The seventh is always singing. There's a tradition from the Gaonim, and we're going to put all these things together in a minute. There's a tradition from the Gaonim, it's quoted in Tosos and Sanhedrin and Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. Miknaf ha'aretz zmiros shamanu. From the knaf ha'aretz, from the corner of the corners of the land, zmiros shamanu. What's the knaf ha'aretz? It means literally the corners of the land. But the Gaonim understood this as a reference, as a secret, of the seventh wing, if you will. Let me explain what I mean. Kasa b'tshuvas ha-Gaonim. She'ein b'nei Eretz Yisrael omrim kedusha ela b'shabbos. Apparently there was a tradition in the time of the Gaonim that in Eretz Yisrael, they would only say kedusha. They would sing kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. They would sing. They would take the place of the malachim. This is recorded in the Or Zeruah as well. And for this reason, we have all these extra shiros with tishbachos of nishmas and kel adon and all the other shiros with tishbachos we add to davening. Dichsiv gabe chayos, because it says about the angels that are called the chayos, the highest types of angels. Sheish knafim le'echad, that each one had six wings. The kol knaf u'umer shira achas b'yom b'sheishis yimei achol. Tosos. So far, we had a Vilna Gaon telling us that we could do Tchias Amazim with music, and a Tosfos telling us that the angels use one of their six wings. People say that Nigla is boring, huh? So Tosfos says that the six wings of the Malachim, each day of the week, one of those wings is used to make music. When it comes to the day of Shabbos, Kishigia Shabbos, Omrim, Hachayos, Lifnei HaMakom, Rebbe Onushalom, Ein Lanu Od Knaf. We have no more wings to make music. We have no more bows to play our violins with. HaKadosh Baruch Hu meishiv lehem, and Hashem answers them and says, Yesh li od kanaf. Don't worry, I have one more kanaf. Kanaf echad ba'aretz. I have one kanaf in the land. I have one more wing that's left over. The Jewish people who live in Eretz Yisrael, who are the Bocher Bashiva, who live in the land of seven, on the seventh day, Sha'omer lefanai shira. Shenemar miknaf ha'aretz zmiros shaman. From the knaf ha'aretz, which is us, the leftovers in the land, we, the Jewish people who live in Eretz Yisrael, zmiros shaman. So what does all this mean? So the truth is that really, there's part of me that wanted to give this shir as the first shir. But it was hard for me, especially since this is the first time that I'm even really trying to put together this group of thoughts on this Inyan of Zemiras on Shabbos. It's all one shir. The past three Hakdamos, and this is the fourth and probably last. Maybe there'll be one more, I don't know, who knows. But all of this is like one, you have to go do a review on all of it together, and it's all playing off of each other. And the whole idea of hearing the voice of a tzaddik who's kosher Adam Kosher, that we are the Adam Kosher on Shabbos, and the whole idea of Yitzias Mitzrayim, that we're going out of the Mitzrayim on Shabbos, and we have those Megillos of Mizmor Shilim, all that stuff. If you do Chazar, it's important. And the whole idea that we're allowed to sing the praises of Hashem, like we learn from the Maharal, when it's like we can't help it, it's just pouring out of us. All of that comes down to this one nakuda. And that is that Shira, by definition, is only when it's coming from the pnimius of a person. And I'll explain to you what this means, this whole idea that the seventh is always singing. Why is the seventh land singing? Why is the seventh ocean called the Kinor, the plays music, and the seven string harp, and Shabbos has Mizmor Shilim Shabbos. Why is everything around seven always singing? And that is because Shira, real Shira, is always the pnimius of something shining outwards. It's the center point of something. It's the inner point which is being mashpia on everything else around it. Shabbos, which is the makor habracha, that the Zohar says that from Shabbos all the 6 days of the week are mizbarchim, is the source of Shira, because Shira means the inside singing outward. Let me explain. Shabbos. I know I keep saying that, but I'm slowly explaining.
What? Shabbos is the what?
Shabbos is the center point, which is shining out, and it was mizbarich, the 6 days of the week.
And the Gabracha?
It's the makor habracha. The makor habracha. So there's a Rashi and a Maharal. And really with this we'll begin to understand everything, and then there's one more, three Maharals in this shir. The Maharal, we have the Maharal to thank for understanding this idea. So Rashi writes, Az Yashir Moshe, then Moshe saying, this is the first shira that ever existed. The Medrash says that from the time that Hashem created the world, he was waiting for someone to finally sing to him. And no one, Adam says, Ba Adam Velo Shar. Adam came, he didn't sing. And even Noach came and he didn't sing. Even Avram came, he didn't sing. Yitzchak, Yaakov, Bishvatim. Nobody sang until finally Moshe and Bnei Yisrael came. Az Yashir Moshe Bnei Yisrael, Sashir Azos. Finally, Shira enters the world. What's Az? What do you mean, Az Yashir? Az Kishira Hanes, Allah Belibo Sheyashir Shira. When Moshe Rabbeinu saw the nes by Kriyas Yamsuf, he began to sing. V'chein oz yadber Yoshua. Then Yoshua began to speak. Oz means now, and the yud means in the future. Ubayis ya'asel lebas paro. V'chashav belibo sheyaselo. What does it mean? It means chashav belibo, that he would do something. That's what the word yashir, or yadber, or Yaaseh means he thought in his heart about doing something. Afkan Yashir Amarlo Libo Sheyashir. His heart told him to sing. His lave told him to sing. That's why it says Uz, then Yashir. He sang in the future. Because why? I'll explain to you in a minute. V'chein Asa, that's what he did. Vayomer Leimor Ashir LaHashem. So the Torah tells us Uz Yashir Moshe, then at that moment Yashir, Moshe would sing. In other words, something happened internally that would eventually become song, and I'm telling you this happened. And then Ashir LaHashem, and then he starts to sing. So Uz, something happened, Yashir, which would cause something to happen in the future, and he begins to sing. What happened? Ola Belibo, it entered into his heart that he should start to sing. Says the Maharal, let me explain, it's complicated whether Rashi says it. Listen to the Maharal, it's absolutely clear. The Maharal in the Gur Aryeh writes on this Rashi. Oz kishara hanes. What is Rashi really getting at, says the Maharal? Ratza l'takin hayud shel Yashir. Rashi wants to understand, he wants to fix, he wants to explain, what is the yud in Yashir doing there? Shehu lashon asid. Which means in the future, he will sing. V'teretz de pirusho kishara hanes. When Moshe Rabbeinu saw the nes, something happened inside. Allah belibo she Yashir. It entered into his heart, this feeling that he must sing. Vahave Shapir Lashon Asid, and that's why it's in the future, because every Shira, every song is preceded by a feeling that I must do this. In other words, it has to be in the future because Shira begins inside and then is expressed in the future in a physical form via the medium of song. Vikashe, and this is difficult. Imkein lama kasav zesha alu belibo shiyashir. Why does the Torah need to tell me that it entered into his heart to sing and then he sang? If you tell me that he sang, I will know that he wanted to sing. It's obvious. Because he did sing, so that means he must have wanted to sing. Would he start singing accidentally? V'hari mavur v'kosiv shahaya shar. Doesn't the Torah tell me that he sang? So obviously, why does it have to write? V'havi l'michtav az shar Moshe. Then Moshe sang. And I'll know that he wanted to sing. Why do I need to know Allah b'machshavto or Allah b'libo to sing in the future? V'lom li l'harech v'lomar Allah b'libo shayashir v'chein asa. Why tell me he wanted to sing and then he did it? Just tell me that he sang and I'll know he wanted to do it because he did it. Clear? Oh, so says the Maharam. V'yish lomar mipnei sha'apoel shel hashira hi b'lev, because singing happens internally first. The definition, many people said poems and sang songs before Shir Sayam. Yavol and Yuval were the first people to make shepherds and sheep, flocks, and Yuval made the music to go along with it. You know, the shepherds always with their flutes. So he made the music to go along. They, of course, they made songs. But Shir means something which comes from the lev. Ki kasher yegia ha-simcha b'lev ha-tzadikim ole b'libam sha'ashira. When Shira comes into the heart of a tzaddik, the Shira comes pouring out. Because Shira is a spiritual reality. Ve'ein l'cha safik ki b'chol lev hayu mishorin v'smeichin. Every heart that was singing was not just misafo l'chutz, like we explained last time from the Maharal. It's not something that like, oh, I should sing right now, so I will. Shira, specifically the Shira of Shabbos, which we'll see in a moment, that Shira Sayam is the same thing as the Shira of Shabbos, is the pnimius of a person just spilling out, he can't contain it anymore. Al svas hayam. Right? The lips are also called the svasayim. It's the inside pouring out, it can't stop. Hashem sefasai tiftach, ufi agiti lasecha, says the Ramban. He explains when we say, Hashem sefasai tiftach, it means open up my riverbanks. Not just my lips, it means let my riverbanks overflow because there's just so much inside of me that I need to express. Az yashir, and then ashir la Hashem. The reason it says then he thought to sing and then he did sing is because it's telling us that all shira goes in that way. You can't sing accidentally. And if you do sing accidentally or incidentally, that's not called shira. That's called making some sort of music. But the music that the Vilna Gaon was talking about, the music that comes mizimras haaretz, the music that comes from Shabbos Kodesh, the music that comes as a result of experiencing the nes of Kriyas Yamsuf, is not incidental or accidental shira. It's something which comes from the depth of the human being. And the zmira of Shabbos is the same thing. Let's take this one step further, because we have some time. The Sfas Emes writes in his Chidushim to Shira. You know, we call it Shabbos Shira, right? We don't call it Shabbos Kriyas Yamsuf. We call it Shabbos Shira. Not now, it's soon. It's called Shabbos Shira. So the Sfas Emes explains, Ki Yetzias Mitzrayim Huma Shezochen Latzeis Min HaMetzar. Yetzias Mitzrayim, as some of us are learning in Chumash, that Mitzrayim is not a place, Mitzrayim is a state of mind. A person exists during the 6 days of the week in Mitzrayim, in the Mitzarim, in the confined, constricted reality of his life. And on Shabbos, a person is zoche latzeis min ha-Mitzarim, he's zoche to exit that crushing, shallow, broken place of Mitzrayim, and be redeemed in Shabbos. Ukmo kein hacherus ba'adam, Shaloyos Makusher Bitaivos Hagufa Agashmis. Ava Kriyas Yamsuf Hula Havir Al Havir Kol HaMitzrayim. Kriyas Yamsuf comes not just to begin the process of leaving Mitzrayim, which takes place during the 6 days of the week. And everybody knows that Yetzias Mitzrayim took place starting from day one, and Kriyas Yamsuf was what? Was day seven. Vahu Bechinas HaShabbos. It's Bechinas Shabbos because Kriyas Yamsuf is the seventh. And all sevenths sing, as we explained. Ki di isa b'medrash, it says in the medrash, ki shvi shal pesach u b'chinas ha-shabbos. It says in Parshas Bo, in the medrash, that the shvi shal pesach is the b'china of Shabbos. V'nikra nachla b'li meitzarim. It's when we go not just from being a little bit redeemed from Mitzrayim, but completely redeemed from Mitzrayim. Ukmo shahaya az, and just as it was by Kriyas Yamsuf, kimikodim nigalu mitachas yad paro, before they were fully redeemed from paro, they were not totally out of Mitzrayim. Aval ya'od chashash pen yinachim ha'am, Hashem was afraid maybe the people will turn back. Aval b'kriyas yamsuf ne'evdu kol ha'mitzrim. But by Kriyas Yamsuf, all of Mitzrayim was destroyed. The Mitzrayim were destroyed and the Mitzrayim were destroyed. All of the borders were destroyed and the Pnimius comes shooting out and Shira comes out of the mouths of the Jewish people, because Shira equals remove the borders, the Mitzrayim go away. And Shira mitoch ha'lev, all of b'machshavto, it went into his heart to sing and it was forced to come out. That's what Shira is. And that's why the seventh sings. But here's the last piece. The Maharal explains, what is seven? Not only do people have personalities, not only do times have personalities, not only do places have personalities, but numbers in the thought of the Maharal have personalities. What does the number seven personify? So the Maharal writes in Gevuras Hashem Perek Memvav, Ta'ayin v'timtza, go and you will see, Shehageshem that gashmis, that physicality, yeshlo, chilufei vav tzedadin, that gashmis, that physicality, is composed of six sides. Vehem ha-mala v'hamata, up and down, yaminu small, right and left, panim v'achor, forward and backwards. The three dimensions of reality are composed of six different sides of the cube. Up, down, right, left, back, and forward. V'chol sheish tzadim elu misyachsim el ha-gashmis ba'avar shakol tzad yeshlo richuk v'zeu geder ha-geshem. The six sides are all arrows pointing out infinitely in other directions. They're rachuk mi each other. They're spreading outward infinitely. And there's nothing holding them together. The right and the left are arguing with each other, and the front and the back are arguing with each other, and the top and the bottom are arguing with each other. Six equals chumris, equals gashmis, equals things spreading apart. But says the Maharal, amnam yesh bo shvi, but there's also something called the seventh. Vehu ha'emtzai, that's the pnimius, that's the middle, that's the center point which holds everything together. She'enu nota l'shumtzad, it's not pulling in any direction. It's not pulling to the right and the left which are arguing with each other. It's not pulling forward and backwards which are arguing. It's not pulling up and down which are, it's the center point which is unifying everything. So that no matter how far the right and the left are arguing with each other and pulling against each other, and up and down are pulling against each other, and no matter how much a Jew is trying to lift himself up and his gashmis is pulling him down, there's a center point, there's a pnimius which is the neshama of a Jew, which is holding all of that together. She'inu misyach is the shum tzad. It's not going in any direction. It's the thing which is holding all the sides together. Domo ledavar shu bilti gashmi she'in bo richuk. It has no dimension. Because all the dimensions which are pulling in there, trying to make things go their way, are being held together by this center which has no space, which holds no space, not gashmi at all. Lefikach yesh gam kein lizman ha-misyachis mishtatif im ha-geshem shisha yamim v'hem yimei achol aval ha-shvi kodesh. But the seventh day Shabbos is not arguing with anything, it's holding all the 6 days together, v'nimtza. Ki shiva yimei shavua, the 7 days of the week, came domim le-geshem, not rain, but gashmias, ha-poshet, it's like simple physicality, moldable clay, she'ish lo shisha k'tzavos, that has six directions that are arguing with each other.
That's the days of the week,
right? V'emtza'i, and the middle, which is Shabbos, she'b'shnehem, that's the middle of these two different facets pulling against each other. Zehu inyan shishi me'achol ha'shvi hu kodesh. It's Shabbos kodesh. So what happens? Listen carefully. On Shabbos, we're introduced to this element called the shvi'i, the pnimi. And when all of the mitzarim fall away, when a person keeps Shabbos, and all of the walls fall away, and Mitzrayim drowns in the Kriyas Yamsuf on the Yom HaShvi'i, on the seventh day of Pesach, which is Bechina Shabbos, like it says in the Medrash. Then all of a sudden singing happens. You know why? Because Shira is Ola Belibo. Because it started in his heart. He thought, B'machshavto, that he should start singing. And the Maharal explained to us what that means is that Shira is something when the depths of the inside of the person come spilling out and he has no choice. Because on Shabbos, when the walls, when the Meitzarim all fall away, the only thing that's left is that Nekuda Pnimi, that inner point which comes spilling out into the person, this Fasai Tiftach. The lips open up and Shabbos begins to spread its wings over the whole world. The Zmiros of Shabbos are the culmination of an understanding that Shabbos is not the end of the week, it's not the beginning of the week, but it's the middle of the week, which is spreading its light throughout the rest of the 6 days, spreading backwards 3 days, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, being blessed by Shabbos, and spreading forward Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Shabbos is not the end of the week, Shabbos is not the beginning of the week, Shabbos is the Nekuda Pnimi, which is holding all of those pieces together. And when the Mitzarim fall away, the thing that you're left with is Shira, because the seventh sings, and now we understand why. Because if Shira means his galus of the Pnimius, that's why in Adam Kasher, when he sings, it affects you, because he's being Megala his Pnimius, and you're being Mekabel. So on Shabbos, when there's a giloy of that Pnimius, when all of the Mitzarim fall away, the result is singing. Which is why all sevenths sing, as we explained. And we'll end with the words of the Shem Yishmuel to try to pull all of this together. The Shem Yishmuel explained in Parshas Bahalosachor, he's explaining the secrets of the menorah. Tzarach Adam, liyisbayish mikedushas of Shabbos. The person has to be embarrassed of Shabbos. And before he gets there, to make sure to pull away all of those borders, the right and the left, the up and the down, to remove himself of those physical aspects which are pulling him in all different directions. How could a person enter into Shabbos when he is cloaked and made dirty by all of this physicality? This is the 3 days before Shabbos, as we just explained. That a chas v'shalom person shouldn't go through Shabbos and then get to Sunday, Monday, Tuesday and just throw it away. And this is why, this is the secret, I'll share a little secret in Safras because Albert's been begging me all day.
You are something?
That the Zion is one of the letters which is metuyag with gimel tagin. Because look at the shape of the Zion, you'll see that it has a crown of three shine. It's like almost like the Zion, which is the seventh, is shining off these three sparks. Look at it. Because the Zion, which is the Indian of Shiva, is singing in three in each direction. Shabbos is the middle, and it's singing backwards towards Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and singing forwards Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. And Shabbos is the middle, which is the Pnimius, which is shining outward into the world. So that when I titled this year, All Seventh Sing, Shining on the Inside, Shining on the Outside, that's exactly what Shabbos does. The shining of the inside shines on the outside, because when you come to the seventh and you remove all the barriers, when you remove the Meitzarim, the thing that you're left with is Shira. And that's what Zmiris of Shabbos are. Zmiris of Shabbos are that experience of removing all of the Meitzarim, going to the mikvah, cleansing oneself of the physicality of this world, and coming into Shabbos, starting with Kabbalah Shabbos, and then going into the Zmiris of Shabbos themselves, which are all expressions of the pnimius of a Jew spilling out on the inside because he can't help it. So ultimately, this is what Yetzias Mitzrayim is. Yetzias Mitzrayim is, as we're not going to have time now, but Rav Gedalia Shor explains in Or Gedalia El Parshas B'Shalach in the first of Likutim, that there are two parts to Yetzias Mitzrayim. There's the 6 days of the week of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is from the day one that we left Egypt, we left under Paro's rule. And then there's the seventh, which is the day of Shabbos, which is where Shira is revealed. During the 6 days of the week, we look to try to redeem ourselves from Mitzrayim, to remove ourselves from those Mitzrayim, and that's hard work. But in the way that Rav Gedalia Shor says, and I'll paraphrase him, Rav Gedalia Shor says during the 6 days of the week, you could take the Jew out of Mitzrayim, but you can't take the Mitzrayim out of the Jew. You could take the Jew out of Mitzrayim. You could take the Jewish people out of Mitzrayim. Think about Pesach. The Jewish people left Mitzrayim. But as he explains and read it inside, he says that Paro was still with them. Bishalach Paro es ha'am. Vayehi is a lashon tsar. There was tremendous tsar when they realized that Bishalach Paro es ha'am, that Paro was still sending the people. He was with them still. He was a shliach that was together, right? Shluch Hashalavim Kemoso. They were a shliach of Paro. There was still a little bit of Paro inside of them. And it's only when you come to Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's what Tzfas Emes was alluding to, that only when you come to the seventh day, you come to the Kriyas Yamsuf, that not only does the Jew become freed from Mitzrayim, not only does the Jew exit Mitzrayim, but Mitzrayim is polate from the Jew. Mitzrayim exits the Jew. There's no more Mitzrayim in the Jew. And what you're left with when Mitzrayim leaves the Jew is not just that you redeemed yourself from Mitzrayim, you left the physical space of Mitzrayim. But when Mitzrayim leaves you, the thing that you're left with is just the Pnimi inside. The seventh, which Ramaral explained, is that Nekuda Pnimi in the middle, which is holding all the six together during the week. When you come to Shabbos itself, the six fall away and you're left with that Nekuda Pnimi of the middle. And that's the Shira of a Jew on Shabbos. Ultimately, this is what Rav Moshe of Kabrin, what the Kabriner, was saying when he said, it would be easier for me to believe that the seven oceans dried up than that a Jew who knows how to sing doesn't sing on Shabbos. Because the singing he's talking about is not a singing that like you choose to do. It's a singing which happens memela. It's a singing which is not happenstance. It's not a singing which is incidental, but it's a singing which is going to the etzem of what a Jew becomes on Shabbos. The Adam Kasher that a Jew becomes on Shabbos. The Chilek Hapnimi that a Jew reveals on Shabbos. Hashem should bless us that we should be Zoche to see Lehefech. Not that the Yam should dry up, but Lehefech, that the whole world should be filled with water. Kemayim Leyam Lechasim. Like the Navi explained, that the whole world will be flowing with water. Bayom Ahu Yeh Hashem Echad Ushma Echad. We be Askel Tzedek Meher Menu Amin.
What was the name of the rabbi?